There is a fabricated video of a candidate circulating. It never happened, but it looks real enough. And somewhere else, a genuine recording of a different candidate is spreading too, except that one, the real one, is being waved away as a fake. Welcome to an election season where the counterfeit and the authentic have started to trade places. In the 2026 campaign, deepfakes of candidates have moved from a warning to a routine tactic. But the striking thing when you look closely is that the goal usually isn't to win a single argument with one perfect lie. Most fakes get caught, most get debunked. The goal is quieter and more corrosive, to make you doubt everything. Because once you believe anything might be fake, two things happen. Real evidence can be dismissed as fake, and the very idea of a shared, agreed reality starts to feel naive. That is the part worth sitting with. A democracy runs on a strange, fragile assumption that millions of strangers can look at the same facts and roughly agree on what is real, not on what to do about it, just on what is true. Take that away, and the arguing never resolves, because there is no longer a shared floor to argue from. Now extend the line. Today, humans still arbitrate this. Reporters verify, courts weigh evidence, neighbors argue and eventually converge. It is slow and imperfect, but people are still in the loop, still deciding together what counts as real. The convenience being sold to us is that we can hand that off, let systems generate the content, let systems rank it, let systems tell us what is true and what is fake, faster than we ever could. But if the machines make the reality, and the machines judge the reality, and we simply receive the verdict, then we have delegated the one thing a free society cannot delegate, the shared authorship of what is true. A system does not have to seize power to end self-government. It only has to become the thing we all quietly trust instead of each other, running unwatched at a speed no citizen can check, deciding for us what happened. The danger was never only that we might believe a lie. It is that we might stop doing the hard human work of deciding, together, what is real, and hand even that to the machine. This case was examined at warrior.ai. It's worth visiting warrior.ai for more cases built by AI and by people willing to misuse it, simply so you know before it happens to you.